Ricciardo, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Daniel Ricciardo.
You've won the Canadian Grand Prix. Well done, your first win.
Wow.
Hi there, it's Sebastian Vettel. You're listening to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
You've done it in style. Fantastic. You're a four-time world champion. You joined the greats. Well done.
You did it. Yes. Yes.
Can I do donuts?
Donuts will not be required. Thank you.
Take that as a yes then.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast and to the penultimate race of the season here at Interlagos Circuit in Brazil. The passion for F1 is truly palpable here. The history all started when a huge plot of land was bought in Sao Paulo by two local property developers who intended to build a large housing development. It soon became clear, however, that one part of the land was not suitable for housing, so they decided to build a racing circuit instead. Now that circuit happens to be one of the favourites of the Formula One calendar all these years later. Coming up on the podcast, we speak to both our drivers about the penultimate race of the season. We talk to Antonio Felix da Costa, David Coulthard and Christian Horner. The best place to start is with the race here today, and Infinity Red Bull Racing managed to clinch second position in the Constructors' Championship behind Mercedes, which is a massive success for the team on the road and back in the factory. When we started out at the beginning of the season, it didn't look possible, so it's a big testament to everyone involved. The race today wasn't straightforward. Sebastian took a solid fifth place, but there was disappointment for Daniel, who was forced to quit the race after 39 laps with a suspension failure. The race was won by Nico Rosberg, who finished ahead of teammate Lewis Hamilton to close the gap to the championship-leading Briton to 17 points ahead of the double points finale in Abu Dhabi in 2 weeks' time. Felipe Massa was a popular third at his home race. For Sebastian, the race was a case of down and then up, as starting sixth, he lost two places on lap one. The champion made a decent getaway from the grid, but so too did 7th place McLaren man Kevin Magnussen and Fernando Alonso in 8th. Seb quickly came under pressure from the duo and slid wide on turn 4 to allow both to sneak past. Here is Seb after the race.
So Sebastian, could you tell us about your race today?
Yeah, I think 5th was more or less the maximum we could get today. Obviously it was a tough one looking after tyres. I think we knew going into the race will be the most crucial bit. Had a good start, no real option to go into turn one, so I stuck with sixth. But then, probably misjudged turn four a bit when ran a bit wide and lost two places, which we then recovered throughout the race by being aggressive and doing, you know, a good strategy. But as I said, I think fourth or fifth place was probably the maximum today. Even Jensen, I think, was out of reach. He drove a very good race, was looking after his tyres well, and made it difficult for us. But secured second in the Constructors, which I think, looking where we started in winter, I think is a great achievement. So very happy for the boys. They can have obviously quite a couple of beers tonight and a good time. And now we have obviously heading to Abu Dhabi, my last race for the team, which will be very emotional, but definitely looking forward to it. And with a bit of luck, maybe we get a final podium.
Thank you very much.
Daniel, meanwhile, had a more troubled outing. Here he is after the race.
The race was not obviously what we hoped. So basically, we started ninth. We felt we were out of position. Looked to move forward. But yeah, the pace, we had similar pace to the cars around us, but it seemed we were all doing more or less the same times, and none of us could really advance positions. Typically, it's been a good track to race on, but this year, I don't know, it just didn't create an exciting one, unfortunately. But that was it. Then we ran into the suspension failure, I think around lap 40, and that ended our day. So obviously we were disappointed not to finish, but I look back and my last non-finish was in Malaysia. So it's been a pretty good run up until now. So I can't be too disheartened by the run we've had.
And one more race to go. The team got second in the Constructors' Championship today. How does that feel?
It's good. I mean, obviously they're reigning world champions, but realistically, second is a great result because the winter we had, the dominance of Mercedes. It's a credit to them for sticking with it and pulling off second. And I think it's sealed my third place as well in the championship. So not a bad year. A lot still to be very proud of.
Now, next stop is Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, looking forward to Abu Dhabi. It's cool, you know, it's a sort of twilight race there. It's a lot of fun. It'll be good to sort of sign off the year with the team. Well, that's the plan. I think we got the DNF over with today, so hope to challenge for a good result there and obviously give the team what they deserve as well, especially the guys back at the factory and everyone. Go out with a bang. That's the plan.
Great. Thank you very much.
David Coulthard has great experience at this track. Lindsay went to speak to him after the race.
DC, tell us about the race today.
I think it was a very exciting race. It was all sort of clean off the line. Sebastian got the jump on Magnussen, but then I guess memories of 2012, it was a bit close going into turn four, so he left the door open and then he dropped those two places again. Out front, we had a fascinating battle developing between Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg. It looked like Lewis was doing enough at that second pit stop to get the jump, but the team obviously decided to leave him out for one further lap. He made a mistake in four, spun the car out, so he went on to say that that seems to be his sort of nemesis, that corner, because he had a coming together there last year with Valtteri Bottas and the Williams as well. And I think in other races here, he's had some comings together there. So amazingly, he's never won at this race when you consider how many events he has won. It sets us up for a fantastic showdown in Abu Dhabi. I think talking to Sebastian Vettel after the race, he seemed reasonably happy with his performance overall. Obviously, Daniel's disappointed. There was a rare technical error with the front suspension. That's just part of the stresses and strains of Grand Prix racing, and I'm sure the team will learn from that. And as we look ahead to the final race of the season, for some teams it will be a relief that what has been a very difficult year is coming to an end. And I think for the fans of Formula 1, whether you're a Red Bull, Ferrari, Mercedes or whoever fan, it's going to be great to see which one of those two drivers from Mercedes are going to be crowned the champion.
And who do you think might win it?
I think on outright speed performance this year, Lewis Hamilton deserves to win it. But that sounds like, you know, to say that statement makes it sound as if Nico doesn't deserve to win it. I think Nico has had a fantastic year. I think his consistency has been really, really great to witness. And when you actually look at his career alongside Michael Schumacher and then against Lewis Hamilton, he has speed, he has consistency, he has all of the hallmarks of, you know, drivers with less victories than him have won championships, so he would be deserving. But the only thing we've missed is to see him race wheel to wheel and then come out on front. We've seen him control the pace, we've seen him had fantastic pole positions, but I'd love to see a wheel to wheel battle with Lewis. And if he could do that in Abu Dhabi and was to come out in front, then well, if it's 1-2 and Nico wins, and of course Lewis is going to be the champion, and I don't think anyone would say that was not deserved.
And the team managed to secure second in the Constructors' Championship today, which would be for all of us here quite an achievement. Did you ever imagine that, looking at pre-season testing for the team?
Well, when you look at the difficulties that Red Bull, Renault were having at the beginning of the year, then it didn't look like it was possible. It really has been a very challenging season for the team, there's no question. But I think that the sort of depth of talent across the board has enabled them over the last 4 years to be dominant, and it's also allowed them to be able to overcome the adversity and the difficulties that they've had. You know, that's the hallmarks of a true world championship team. So although of course the team will be disappointed overall not to be able to challenge for the world championship again, it's the natural ebb and flow of a competitive business like Formula 1. And I think second, 3 victories for Daniel, potential for another win either for Daniel or Sebastian at the last race, they cannot be disappointed with that as a whole. Second is still an important result in the constructors, and they've got the chance to go away and try and see if they can sort out some power issues and come back next year.
And looking away from the track, it's been a double back-to-back this week. You headed to Miami, I believe. How was your trip?
Yeah, it's a nice opportunity. I've got friends over in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, so I caught up with an ex-Red Bull driver, Brian Vickers, a NASCAR driver, an ex-teammate of mine, Gilles de Ferran, who lives in Fort Lauderdale. And yeah, it was great. We went to see a basketball match, Miami Heat playing on Tuesday night, which is really interesting. I was talking to Bernie Eccleston about it, actually. They really do sports events very well in America. It's quite long, so you have to be committed. You know, you've got time for your beer and your burger, but you know, they really get the public engaged, and there's a real interaction. So that was fun to do. Nice to spend some time with friends and family, and then come down here to Brazil. And I think that Brazil hasn't disappointed. It's been, you know, an exciting weekend, challenging. In the end, we go to Abu Dhabi, one race, and it's all to play for. You know, reliability is going to be a key issue for all of the teams. I hope that the race isn't decided by reliability, but I'm curious to wrap up the season there, hopefully on a high.
And looking at Abu Dhabi, it'll be Sebastian's last race for the team. You've obviously moved teams throughout your career. What's it like as your last race for the team? How does it feel?
It's going to be, I think, emotional for Sebastian, maybe more so than the team. And that's no disrespect from the team's view of Sebastian. But, you know, they're so sort of involved in running the cars and getting to the test after Abu Dhabi, and you know, the new cars already being in production. And, you know, it's a never-ending race, really, from the end of the season to the beginning of the season for the team. The drivers have the luxury of some time off. But I think for him, he's been part of Red Bull for such a long time, up through Toro Rosso, winning those championships. You don't say goodbye to a team that you haven't fallen out of love with easily. He's clearly yet to be announced as a Ferrari driver, but of course we in the paddock all know that's where he's going. He's following a calling, whether it's because of his childhood following of Michael Schumacher, that friendship, whatever it is, it's time for him to move on. Doesn't mean that the door's closed, of course, for the future. And I'm sure, you know, Red Bull under the leadership of Dietrich, or Red Bull Racing under the leadership of Christian, and everyone involved in the team will wish him well as a competitor to the team. But it's been a great journey that should be celebrated, and I look forward to witnessing it.
I have to give him a good send off in Abu Dhabi.
Indeed, probably not take him out on Saturday nights and fill him full of Red Bull vodka, but certainly Sunday night after the race.
Thanks, DC.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, this track is a massive favourite amongst the drivers. Rich went to chat to our reserve driver, Antonio Felix da Costa, to find out more.
So I'm joined by Antonio. Now, Antonio, how you doing?
Okay, all good.
Well, we're in Sao Paulo. Obviously, Interlagos, one of the greats. Many happy moments here for the team. Many memories. A lot of championship endings, you know, before Abu Dhabi became the final race of the season. What's been your favourite moment at Interlagos?
I think we'll have to go with 2012, you know, when it really looked terrible for Seb after that first lap, and he managed to turn it around in an amazing, spectacular way. How much everybody was suffering here at home, back in Keynes, and all the people that support us, or when he smashed it last year as well, you know. So it's been a good place for us. It has given us happy moments, and it's Brazil, you know. It's my second home. I love it.
Yeah. This is obviously our 10th season in racing this year. With your time with Red Bull, what is that one standout moment of Infinity Red Bull Racing that just springs to mind?
This is my third year with this team, and being able to work really close by and seeing everything. But before that, you know, when I wasn't in the Red Bull family yet, you know, I've always looked up to it, and really was the team that I wanted to join the most. When I had the call to become a Red Bull Junior driver, I was a happy boy. You know, I've managed to come up the ladder a little bit, and being able to be here at the Grand Prix with the team, it's amazing. We have accomplished many, many good things.
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot more good ones to come. You know, everybody's working hard to get back on the top and being the most competitive team in the paddock. The slogan here is we win and lose together, because I think everyone's been handling well the non-winning year we've had after having four smashing years. So I think everybody's working hard to get back on the top.
And just talking about Interlagos quickly, there's been a lot of changes here this weekend. Completely new resurfaced circuits, very slippery out there. What are the challenges for Formula One drivers going to new tracks like we saw in Sochi? And when circuits like this go under, you know, some changes, what's the challenges?
This track has been resurfaced only 15 days ago.
Yeah.
And normally when this happens, it's very often that, you know, the beginning of the weekend is really, really slippery. It's very hard to get a read on your car setup. But from what I've seen and from what I've heard from our drivers, they've been really happy with how the track has been gripping up. And very quickly already in free practice one, they felt a good grip with the car. And now at the end of free practice two, they were very happy with the grip of the track. So it's been surprising how quickly the track came up to grip. And it's been good because the bumps that used to be here are all gone, so the track is very nice and smooth. There's been a couple changes to the pit entry, which is making it a little bit more challenging for the drivers, which is good to see.
We ran the circuit yesterday, and I don't think people back at home quite can see on TV the undulation and the changes in altitude and how difficult this track is. Is it very demanding on drivers?
This has been the most surprising factor of this track for me. It's my first time here in this track. And then when I walked the track on Thursday, it was incredible to see the elevation changes and the camber, how much camber some corners have on it.
Yeah.
Which you really cannot realize on TV. This is one of my favorite tracks that I haven't raced on. And, you know, I became even a bigger fan after seeing all that.
Just looking forward to the last race of the season, Abu Dhabi. And it's all going down to the wire in the Drivers' World Championship. Who's your money on?
Not really sure. I mean, with these double points, you know, it makes it a little bit harder to vote. I think Lewis has been doing very well these last couple of races. He's been very fast. Even he's been able to win the races even when he's not the fastest guy or when he's not on pole. but you know, they are both really good drivers, and it will for sure be nice to see, and you know, not having anything to do with it if something comes wrong.
And then just finally, we coming to the end of the season, are you getting any time off, or will you be straight back working and helping the team out over the Christmas break?
I was hoping for some time off, but that's not here yet. I have two Formula E races until the end of the year, and a couple more days in Milton Keynes working with the team, and obviously my DTM pre-season testing starts already this year in December, so still a little bit to go.
Yeah,
and hopefully I can catch some time off just before Christmas.
Alright, cool. Well, we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guys.
This is our 10th race as a team here in Brazil, and I went to meet our race team coordinator, Andy Damerum.
How do you find the Brazilian Grand Prix, like the racetrack?
It's always an interesting race here at Sao Paulo, mainly because of the changing conditions. It can be raining 1 minute, it can be dry the next minute, it can be very warm. That affects the behaviour of the cars. The tyres are greatly affected by the surfaces of the tarmac.
It's the 10th Brazilian Grand Prix of the team. What has been your standout race?
Well, I was here right at the beginning when we started with Red Bull Racing. But back then, we were happy to finish, and we finished 9th with Christian Klein. But I think my standout race here in Brazil was when we won the Constructors last year or the year before. But yeah, the last 3 years here have been very special.
And there are a few changes to the track this year. How does this affect the team and the drivers?
The main change is obviously the track has been completely resurfaced, and there's been changes to the pit lane entry and the pit lane exit. The biggest impact is going to be the pit lane exit, which has increased the time through the pits. But also the track surface, I'll say, has been resurfaced, so that's had an impact on the way the tyres are behaving.
And now the next stop will be Abu Dhabi for the final race of the season. Does the team get some time off, or do they head straight into preparations for next year, for 2015?
There'll be no time off now, because there's only 1 week in between the two events, and also after the race there's a test, so there's a lot of work going on at the moment, a lot of preparation work to be done for the next event. So we'll be back in the factory tomorrow. We'll be working in preparation, debriefing from this event, and then starting the preparation for the next event.
Great, thank you very much.
We have an Infinity Love demo event coming up in Dubai. Steve went to chat to our head of brand and events, Anthony Ward, to see what it's all about.
Okay, Anthony, we're here today to talk about the upcoming show run in Dubai. Of course, it's 1 year on since we were in the city with a rather spectacular event on the Burj Al Arab. Think we can match that this time?
I think matching the Burj is obviously going to be a tough one, because it's one of those runs that sits out there with running on a beach and running on a frozen lake as sort of a historic moment in the show car history. But we'll do our best job. You know, we're there to wow the crowds, and we're hoping that sort of spectators will come out and watch us in force. It's obviously going to be a great location down at the skydive area, so the backdrop of Dubai at night will be spectacular.
And the country and the city itself has really shown its passion for Formula One in recent years. Should be another very passionate crowd there.
I mean, yeah, every time we seem to go to the UAE, everyone gets fully behind us. So a very vocal crowd, which is great. And yeah, it just pumps the drivers up, which is awesome.
Obviously, this follows on from the recent event in Austin. It looked like a roaring success.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 10,000 people turned out in downtown Austin with Sebastian Vettel and Daniel there. To get two current F1 drivers in the car for a running show car event is rare, so it was amazing to see that. And I think the Americans got fully behind it, which is always good.
Yeah, and it'd be a similar case, of course, in Dubai with Sebastian and Daniel involved once again, obviously, this time for the last time.
Absolutely. Obviously, Sebastian is moving on, so it will be his last show run for us. And and Daniel's obviously great at doing donuts and burnouts and everything, and so riling the crowd up. So yeah, no, it's going to be fantastic.
Brilliant. Cheers, Anthony. We'll look forward to the run.
Thank you.
Final word on the penultimate podcast of the season goes to our team principal, Christian Horner. Lindsay caught up with him after the race.
Okay, Christian, could you tell us about the race today?
A different race in that obviously we had a car retire, which wasn't great due to a suspension failure. Other than that, Sebastian's start, he got a reasonable start, ran wide at turn four, leaving a bit of room. So I think he was a bit nervous there from a couple of years ago, not quite sure what Magnussen was going to do. So thereafter, through strategy and good driving from Seb, we managed to get it back up to fifth.
It's a shame for Daniel to stay with the retirement. Could you explain a bit more about that?
Yeah, it was a shame. He thought he had a brake disc failure, but it turned out to be a suspension failure. So we don't fully understand why it's happened. We've got to look into it and understand it, make sure it's addressed for the next race.
Okay, and even though it was a bit of an up and down race for the team, we got second in the Constructors' Championship today. That must feel good after the pre-season testing.
It's sort of a funny way to achieve it, but you know, certainly as a performance this year, I think the team have been brilliant. The way that we fought back from our pre-season, you know, having a horrible pre-season, to get the points, the three victories that we've achieved, and to be second in the Constructors' Championship is a quite remarkable performance.
This was the second race of a back-to-back. How has the trip been for you?
Yeah, it's been a good trip. It's been, the American race is really enjoyable. And, obviously racing in Brazil, the fans are always enthusiastic. It's a great atmosphere. I got to see a little bit of Texas for a day and a half between the two races. So, yeah, it's been an enjoyable trip. Back to the office tonight and, preparation now for the last race.
And that last race in Abu Dhabi will be Seb's last for the team. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it probably hasn't dawned on us quite yet that Abu Dhabi will be his last race. But, he'll put on those overalls one more time and get into the car, and I'm sure he'll do the best he can to do the best job that he possibly can.
And how's the team feeling ahead of Abu Dhabi?
Good, yeah. I mean, it's been a positive trip for us, and I think everybody's determined to go to that race and do the best we can.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, that's it for this edition of the podcast. Make sure you check out the website and our social channels for more from the team. We'll leave you with some music from Twin Atlantic, and we'll be back from Abu Dhabi for the season finale in 2 weeks' time. Until then, take care.
Must have been something you said. You caught me off guard and alone, running round the streets in the dark, trying to find my home. You can listen to my heartbeat, let the rain pounding on the open road. Let me whip you off of your feet, let me show you how it feels to be the one. Let me show you how it feels to be alone.